At this year's Sundance Film Festival, the technology behind the films will have a big influence on what moviegoers will see. The lineup was announced this week, and KUER's Eric Newman has more.
Social justice and climate change are two big themes audiences will see in documentaries this year. But the technology behind these films is changing. Trevor Groth is the director of programming at Sundance. He describes footage of a film called Whose Streets, about protests in Ferguson, Missouri, after the death of Michael Brown, and another called The Last Men in Aleppo, about conflicts in Syria.
A lot of that footage is really, it's all just sort of like handheld from people's phones, and it really brings you into those worlds in a way that I've never been before.
Historically, documentaries like these can take years to make. But with submissions this year, not so.
Now there's an urgency to so many of these issues, and technology is allowing them to be captured so much more immediately that a lot of these films have really only been, you know, in the works for about a year, and now they're going to be, you know, premiering in January.
The other change is with the festival's virtual reality showcase called New Frontiers, which has been around for about a decade.
Yeah, our New Frontier section has always been about that discovery of storytellers working with new technology. And I think the technology is catching up with the creativity of the minds of the people wanting to do it.
This year, there's a dedicated space for virtual reality and augmented reality films called the VR Palace, where moviegoers can be immersed in their own VR headset. But Groth says, for all these technological advances, filmmakers are just starting to scratch the surface. Eric Newman, KUER News.